Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show. It's the podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. We're joined here with Texas Senate District 31 candidate, Mr. Kevin Sparks. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with The Crude Life. Of course, we've got four of us podcasters going today, but we're very grateful today to be joined by Kevin Sparks. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here and being part of this podcast party and the oil field show. And have you ever been to this oil field show?
I've been to this many times over my career. Yeah, it's always a great event, a lot of technology. You know, it's a great place to learn all of the new stuff that we're implementing in our industry.
Well, I recently heard that you were endorsed by President Trump, former President Trump, just like last week or a week and a half ago for your senatorial district candidate.
That's correct. We're really humbled and proud to have his endorsement. Obviously, President Trump understands how important energy is, not only to the state of Texas, but to our nation and for our security. And so, you know, the fact that Texas Senate does not have anybody currently that has any oil and gas experience is really unconscionable.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's not a single current senator that has any oil and gas experience.
Interesting. And so you've got some experience. And what District 31, for those people like me, not from Texas, who is District 31? And talk about your experience.
Yeah, so District 31, kind of an odd district in that we have several counties along the south. And if the new map holds, we'll basically have about 23 counties along the south. And then all the area around Lubbock gets carved out for District 28. And then we pick back up just below Canyon, and it's almost the whole Texas Panhandle, about the same number of counties up in the Panhandle. So it's a very large district. Again, the new map's going to show about 46 counties. So my experience, I grew up here in Midland, and when I graduated from college, moved back to Midland to go into the oil business with my dad and my two brothers. And so I actually entered the oil patch back in 86, which is when we experienced a collapse of prices and consequently the rest of our industry. So I spent my first close to 3 years as a pumper in a roustabout. Then I moved from that to supervising pumpers. Ultimately, 25 years later, became president of Discovery Operating. We are a small, independent oil and gas company that drills and produces oil and gas.
One of the conversations we're having here on The Crude Life is $100 oil the new $50 oil? And what we mean by that is it's more of a thought exercise, because you go to Walmart now and the same grocery cart you had that was $100 is $250, not $100, not $150, but $250. And then you've got the regulations coming in, whether it be the Colorado, California, New York regulations coming in, or the new methane UAS. You got to have a pilot on staff, like some sort of a kosher doctor or something like that. Talk to me about how you're going to help the oil and gas companies navigate through this.
Yeah, the fact that we're experiencing inflation, even though nobody wants to talk about it, it's real. What our new price ends up looking like, I'm not sure. But you know, President Trump once again was very proactive in peeling back a lot of the regulation that really doesn't do anything to help the environment. Didn't make anybody safer. All it was an added burden to our industry. And we are seeing that across all industries. You know, the ag industry is suffering from some of the same things. no doubt that our current administration is reversing all of that and piling all of that back onto our industry. It's a little early to understand exactly what cost that's going to bring to our industry, but there's no doubt it brings incremental cost.
There's definitely some legislation to pay attention to going into 2022 that is already on the books and coming into play. So talk to me a little bit about how you're going to bring your message into Washington, into the areas, because the industry is having a very difficult time connecting with the average person right now.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, we've been under attack, for the last 40 years. And the media really has always been against the oil and gas industry, when what we're actually doing is, you know, cheap energy in the United States is what allowed us to really become the wealthiest country in the world. And so the fact that they continue to badmouth the energy industry is, you know, it's hard to explain. But I think, by and large, we have a general public that doesn't really understand how much energy is needed in our country. And they've been given this illusion that we're going to be able to maintain our standard of living using strictly renewables, which the physics doesn't bear that out.
Renewables ain't doable without fossil fuelables. That's how the Earth's Championship Belt came into existence, because we took entertainment and science, in fact, and brought it to a place where everyone was doing platitudes with action.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Crude Life's trying to do is we're trying to bring people down from the planet of platitudes into the realm of reality. Because the reality is, we've been decarbonizing as a planet, as a species, for 150 years. We had hay and wood. And then the leadership made us kill more whales so that we could power the planet. Whales, okay, that's what the powers to be wanted. And then we got to coal, and then crude oil, and then natural gas. We got 1 to 4 little carbon molecules. That's pretty darn good over 150 years. We've been decarbonizing for 150 years, long before the Sierra Club, long before Greta Thunberg came along. How are you going to get that message to the people?
Well, obviously, in my position in the Senate, in the Texas Senate, will be to make sure that we're trying to weed out as much as of that federal regulation as we can. You know, I personally, I'm a conservative. I believe that the power rests with the people, and that, you know, the state of Texas ought to be able to regulate the things that it believes, and not Washington, D.C. I think that's really, that's where my job, my role is going to be, to make sure that Texas is allowed to stay Texas, and we're allowed to do the things that we need to do for our people.
Just taking a look at the time here, as we kind of wrap up here, the oil and gas industry really impacts 90 to 95% of our life, depending on how hippie our lifestyle is, you know. But even the most Ed Begley Jr. of hippies out there still has to do at least a 60 to 80%, you know, fossil fuel-based lifestyle.
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the other platforms that you have as a Senate district candidate out there, whether it be economic, whether it be transportation, just some of those things, that because it's all impacted by oil and gas.
Right. Well, so I've spent my whole career in the oil and gas business, but my background is business. And so, I believe that government does nothing efficiently or effectively, and therefore it's private industry that's going to create the innovation to bring prosperity. You know, I think our industry is actually a great example. You go back to the 90s, we were going through another downturn, and the expectation for the Permian Basin is that we were going to basically produce our current wells on out until we plugged them all out, and then we'd lock the door and turn off the lights. Innovation, new technology has completely revitalized the whole Permian Basin. And I mean, we're going to be producing oil and gas out here for years to come.
How can people donate to your cause, give to your campaign? I'm sure you have a website.
I do have a website, kevinsparksfortexas.com. Would love for people to go to that website. Look, you know, we've got a lot of the issues that I'm intent about. There are places there where they can elect to help, volunteer, also places to donate. So I would appreciate everybody going out there and giving us a look. I intend to earn their vote.
Mr. Kevin Sparks, thank you very much for coming by the Permian Basin Podcast Party, brought to you by the Wireline Group. Here we are at the Permian Basin International Oil Show, the spectacular podcast party, once again brought to you by the Wireline Group.